Today's share in the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tof Mem Hei, which we began yesterday. And we did a lot of Sif Aleph, and we left off actually in the middle of a Mishnah Berurah. Just to recap quickly, we spoke yesterday, if a person has bread, so the first lenient opinion was that if you're throwing it into the water, then it will dissolve and disintegrate in the water, you don't have to break it up. But we brought down a second, more machmir opinion over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hei, which said that there are kama poskim. We're on the second line of the wider lines in the Mishnah Berurah, which we read a little bit yesterday. We'll pick up from the word vida, the kama poskim achmirim afilu bepasha eno kosher. There are poskim that say that even if the bread is not hard and it's going to disintegrate, you shouldn't leave it there. The boy peru, you should break it up before you throw it in there, kishmatilim liyam v'lahar, before you throw it into the body of water. Valkein, hiskimu achronim lachachmir v'lasos peru b'chol mokum. And therefore, the optimal way to do this is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Beis, the Mogen Avraham and Shaar HaChronim, is that you should break up any bread before you throw it into the water to disintegrate it. We read further yesterday the next line as well. If you throw it into a toilet, a Beis HaKise, they had outdoor toilets, not like our indoor plumbing, which we'll get to in a moment. Saharei Kumavor min Olam Lagamri. That is totally also considered destroying it, because Kivan Shashum Adam Lo Yuchal Lehanos Menu, nobody's going to take a piece of bread from a toilet, and therefore you don't have to break it up into small little pieces if you're throwing it into a toilet, even if it's hard bread, or anything like that, because nobody will go and take bread from a toilet. However, you have to make sure, but make sure that there aren't pigs there, because pigs will benefit from it, because you're not allowed to feed an animal, even if it's not your animal, or belongs to a non-Jewish person, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Kamo Shekosu B'Simin Tov Memches Sif Vav. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Avo Kish Einu Mashlicho Shom Lefnei Chazir, but if there is no pig over there that's going to eat it, so then Av Apisha Sofa Lovo L'Shom, even though a pig might eventually come over there, you don't have to be concerned about that, Ein Locho Shluzeh. Then he concludes and he says, Mishesh Lo Mayim Mechunosim Obehem Dogim. If you have a pond, let's say, in your area, and it has fish in over there, Lo Yashlik L'Shom Mechomish Yisorach Levaru, then you can throw the bread in there if you want it to be destroyed, because those fish are dependent upon you for your food, and Afilu Mefaro Kodim Shemashlich, and even if you break it up, Shariyu Nene B'mashah Dogim Yuchlu. These are your fish, it's your pond, and if it's before the Zman, it's not a problem, but if it's after the Zman, then your fish are going to be benefiting from you with your chametz, and therefore that would not be allowed. Now, the issue footnote number 4 adds on a couple of points over here. He says, when you throw the chametz into a yam, if you're doing this before the man of the iser, for example, before the start of the sixth hour, so the Chazon Ish says, mi'ikra din ein tzorech l'faro, then nobody would really technically say you have to break it up, because the poskim hold over here, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam brought down the Tosus and Psochim, shelo nechelku Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda who says you must burn it. He and the Chachamim, who say you don't have to burn it, they only argue over here if it's after the Zman of the Isser. However, before the Zman of the Isser, everybody says you can get rid of it any way that you want. Just get it out of your Rishus is enough as well, and you won't be over by your Rabbi Yemotze. Not everybody agrees with the Chazon Ish. There are those that say that they are arguing on whether the machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim is even before the Zman of the Isser, and therefore the optimal way, even the Chazon Ish says, you should better rely upon all of the opinions that say you're Yotze if you break it up, so therefore better to break it up. The issue footnote number 5 brings down as well from the Chazon Ish, you must throw it into the toilet that they're talking about before the Zman of the Isser. But if you throw it in after the start of the sixth hour, then you have an obligation to destroy the chametz, then throwing it into a Beis HaKise is not considered like you've destroyed it totally. Because technically somebody could go and take that and use it for firewood or feed it to a pig. Or even clean it off theoretically and feed it to yourself or somebody else. However, he says nowadays, when we have indoor flushing toilets and the chametz is definitely not any longer in your presence over here, so then certainly it is acceptable to toss it down to the toilet, even according to the Chazon Ish. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says over here, nowadays, our minhag is to go and follow the more strict opinion of Yehuda that you must burn it. And therefore, v'tof l'sarf b'yom. And he says it's better to do this burning during the day. We'll give several reasons for this. Because the first reason that the Ramah says is dumyo denosar shaya nisarf b'yom. He brings down his own opinion over here because it's like the nosar. And nosar in the Beis HaMikdash, things that went beyond their appropriate time, they had to be burned. And therefore, we treat this chametz over here like nosar. The Ramah continues and he says, Achim rotzel asor from miyad achar abdika, that which we just said that it's best to do during the daytime is because it's like over here the nosar, which was done and burned during the day. But if a person wishes to, he's allowed to go and burn the chametz even at night after he does his bedikas chametz. Kedei shel yirenu chulda, in order to prevent over here a weasel or another animal, or a child, from coming maybe and going to go and take the chametz that he had put in one space and carry it all over the house. If he wishes to do so, the Ramah says, Horishus biyodo, he brings down from the Lagos Maimonios and the Kobo that you can do this. It's not a problem. Albeit, we'll see, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin, he says, V'tov l'sor fayom, he brings down from the Maril, cause of tam acher, denochon yosel l'sor fayom. Another reason why it's preferable to burn it during the day, kidei shemitoch zeh yiskor levatol bitul sheni shemavatl mayom. Because if you burn it at night, you may forget to do the bitul. Now, the bitul that you do at night is only for the chametz that you do not know about. But the chametz that you know about, you're not being mevatel. And during the daytime, after you burn the chametz, you mevatel any chametz that you have that you know about or you don't know about. If you forget to do this bitul sheni, you're in a lot of trouble. And therefore, when you do the bi or the sreifa during the daytime, it will remind you to do the bitul afterwards. And therefore, v'sorfim b'shoach chamishus, the minhag is that you go and do the bi or chametz, the burning of the chametz, the sreifas chametz during the start of the fifth hour or sometime during the earlier part of the fifth hour. And therefore, you'll have enough time towards the latter part, if not sooner, of the fifth hour to do the bittel sharitzoch levatel achakach. And if it's the start of the sixth hour, b'sheish la brishusei levatel, as we pointed out many times already, you can't do a bittel anymore, so you have to make sure you do the bittel in the fifth hour, so therefore you do the sreif aschametz in the fifth hour before that to make sure to remind you to do the bittel. He brings down the name of the Morgan Avram, and we learned this previously in Simon Tofla of Dalit. He adds an interesting custom. He says, "Imesh lo Hoshanis, if people have Hoshanis from last year, there's a very nice, beautiful minhag, tov lisrof chametz behoshanis, to take the Hoshanis that you use for sukkahs and burn them 6 months later when you burn the chametz. Why? Hold this avid bo mitzvah chadah. Since you did one mitzvah with the Hoshanis, the mitzvah of Hoshanis, so lis avid bo gam mitzvahs tashbisu, so it's very nice to also have it participate in another mitzvah. And the same idea we brought down when we talked about making an erev chatzeros or an erev tchumim, that you should eat it at shalashudah, so use it for lecha mishnah, for the meals of Shabbos, even the Sovid Bar Mitzvah Chada. You did one mitzvah with it, do another mitzvah with it as well. The Yerushu footnote number 10 brings down from the Ramah in Tuf Reish Samach Dalet, another mitzvah that people had, they would take the Hoshanis and they would bake the matzahs with it. Either way is fine, there is no necessarily preference one versus the other. It's the idea that we did a mitzvah with it, we want to continue doing mitzvahs with it. Now let's get back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav, which we skipped. Now, v'haminog l'sarf, we said the minog is to go and burn it, like Rav Yehuda Shita. Why? The choshin hodas ha-poski, she-poski, Rav Yehuda. There are opinions that paskin like Rav Yehuda that say, the omar ain bir chametz el sreifa, that you must burn the chametz, not just get rid of it. The afinam minoser shuv sreifa, because they learned it out from the din of noser, and noser had to be burned, so too the chametz has to be burned. According to this, the minog is even if you're going to burn it during the regular time, you should burn it. As we pointed out, there's a machlokes about this. Mishnah Berurah says over here that the proper way to do this is to burn it when you're allowed to burn it. Dainu besov shor chamishes, before the start of the sixth hour, towards the end of the fifth hour sometime, kiminogenu, like we do it. Ukhtemur leel besimun tov lamadal, which we've already learned. Or, alternatively, you could burn it obuchol shor shishes. You could burn it during the sixth hour, for koshekein, and that's what you have to do. But motzu chametz l'achashesh obepesach kufa, if you were to find chametz later on in the day, in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, or on Pesach itself, then we burn it on Chol HaMoed in that situation, we don't burn it on Pesach. And in that situation, everybody agrees that you should preferably burn it rather than just getting rid of it in some other way. Now, the issue footnote number 7 brings down, in Sorev es haChometz la'ach shebitlo, if you were to go and burn the chometz after you did the bitul, that's a problem. The Ramah taught us in Simon Tafla Medalit, and Makayim Bezes Mitzvah Sreifa, you didn't accomplish anything because you didn't own the chometz, you were mevatel it. Because after the bitul, the chometz isn't yours, and how can you be Yotzei, the mitzvah, burning your chometz if you don't own it? And therefore, we burn the chometz and then do the bitul afterwards. The issue footnote number 8 goes to a very interesting discussion as to what exactly is defined as burning it. So he says, to pour naft, some gasoline or something, on the chametz during the shas of the sreifa, which will help it burn. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you shouldn't do that, because when you pour the naft on it, you're actually destroying it. It's no longer roi l'achilas kelev. So you no longer have a mitzvah of tashbisu in that situation. And therefore, he recommends not pouring the naft on it. He says, if somebody wants to pour a little bit of naft on it, kedei lamar esrefaso, roi sheyishai l'chol hapachos kizayis echot shel chometz below naft. So you want it to burn in general, so pour the naft on some of it, but leave at least the kizayis that doesn't have it. However, he says, mikol makom, if somebody doesn't do this, you don't have to yell at them, ein ligarbo, because there is certainly an opinion that says that the putting the naft and the burning it is one process, and therefore you are burning the chometz. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karolitz doesn't like this. Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says, Kivin shanaft mis adev inisraf kodem shenisraf gufa chomis. He says, the naft is gone. The naft burns first, and then you're left with chomis behind it. And he says, it's perfectly good to pour naft on it. And he adds, mikom makom, he says, yesh lahak bichelo lishpoch ala chomis kemos gedola shel naft. Don't pour a ton of oil on it over here, gasoline on it, because in that way it will really be ruined before you ayotzi the mitzvah sreifa. It's already no longer royal achilas kelev. He also brings down that, according to the opinion of Yehuda, it's lav davka that you have to do sreifa. As long as you ultimately turn it into a pharaoh offering, to ashes or to dirt, that also is mekayimit, and therefore other mechanisms other than pure sreifa might be good as well. The Marab Shik seems to disagree, and he says, no, you must use sreifa. Others disagree with that and say, no, it would be acceptable even without sreifa. I am showing the rest of this footnotes for more details. He likewise discusses over here whether it has to be a flame from wood, or whether a flame from gas, or a flame from straw, or something like that would be acceptable. Some would say yes, and some would say no. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches. We already did Zion before. Sivkot and Ches, Mishnah Berurah says, V'afilu hochi miskayim mitzvah tashbisu bizmano. Even if you do the bir chometz, the sreifa of the chometz, at night time, which we pointed out, maybe it's better not to, but let's say you did it, you would be yotzi the mitzvah tashbisu in the right time. Because any time from 30 days before Pesach, Shloshim Ve'elech, Kodem Pesach, Chal Olav Chovas Bir, you can be yotzi the mitzvah of Bir Chometz any time beforehand. Although we pointed out, it is preferable to burn it during the fifth hour to remind you both of the Nosar comparison and as well to make sure that you remind yourself to do a Bittel right afterwards before the start of the sixth hour. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'im Nisano Le'ino Yehudi Kodem Shor Shishis. If you gave your chametz to a non-Jewish person when it still was allowed to be given to him, i.e., before the start of the sixth hour, so it's still yours. So you got rid of your chametz, and therefore there is no mitzvah of beer in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, but you can't give it, let's say you have a house cleaner, or you have a person coming and a waiter in your house, or something like that, where you're obligated to give them meals. So you can't give them this chametz over here. If in Muharbe, there's a lot of chametz over here, you're giving it to him at 10:55, he's not going to be able to finish it off, and you're obligated to give him lunch, and he's going to have lunch with your chametz, and you're benefiting therefore from the chametz. And this is the opinion of the Chok Yaakov in the name of the Bach. However, the Sefer Chemed Moshe disagrees, Cholik Aleim, and he says, what are you talking about? The Loich Padlon Mashem Mezonos Ovalov, the fact that I have to give you lunch, well, I gave you lunch. I gave it to you when it was mutter for me to give it to you. The fact that the non-Jewish person may eat it at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, that's not my problem. He's allowed to eat chometz then, and I gave it to him when I was permitted to give it to him. The Loich Padlon, we don't care, Mashem Mezonos Ovalov, the fact that I have to give him lunch, Kivin She'eno Porea Lo Bizmano Yisro. I didn't give it to him when it was Osir, I gave it to him when it was mutter. I gave it to him before Pesach started, before the Itzer of Chomet started, and therefore, the fact that you still have to eat lunch, or even the whole week that I'm giving you food now, that's, again, not my problem. Even according to this opinion over here of the Chemed Moshe, you can't tell him over here, here, I'm giving you enough bread over here for the rest of the week. Don't eat it all at once, because you ain't getting any more. That you can't do. Shimkin wrote, because in that situation, you want the chametz to be around because he's going to come to you 3 days later and say, hey, I'm hungry. You give it to him, the loaf of bread, and say, listen, and tell him, here is lunch for the rest of the week that I owe you. I no longer owe you lunch. I don't have to pay you anymore for lunch. I've already paid you when it was mutter for me to pay you. The Marshak agrees over here with this opinion of the Chemed Moshe, and he added, but he shouldn't be having that peanut butter sandwich with bread in your house every day of Pesach, because what are people going to think? People are going to think, hey, he just gave him a peanut butter sandwich with bread, and that's not allowed. So it's a Maris Ayin type of a concern. We will learn this in Yitzhashem more in Sif Vav in the Mishnah Berurah over there. Then, Sivkot and Yud, he doesn't have to do a beer, we said. Ein otzarich levar. Umikom makom nochum linok shelo lahotzi kol chametzo anishalo b'nisinaso liyakom ulakayim mitzvah shesbos b'shar shishis b'piruim sheminech l'sarfim. Don't give away all your chametz to the guy when it was allowed to at the fifth hour and leave yourself just crumbs to burn in the sixth hour, because in that situation, shapeiruim nishbosim v'yomdim, they're already considered worthless over here because they're not a kezayis to them. V'apilu menichem eno over b'bal yiroi. And even if you were to keep them in your possession, you technically, since it's not a kezayis in one place, you're not over b'bal yiroi. What should you do? Give to the guy all the chametz that you want, but leave at least the kezayis in order to be lekayim. Kedei lekayim mitzvahs tashbisu kitikuna, in order to fill the mitzvah of tashbisu in the most optimal way. He brings this down from the base mayor. He says there's also the opinion of the Chai Adam and the Chemed Moshe. And the Chabad continues and he writes, V'yim sarfo kod mishar shishas, if you burnt the chametz before the start of the sixth hour, which is when you're supposed to, so you now have something left over here. Hariza muta lehanos bepechomim shelo b'socha pesach. You'd be allowed to go and get benefit over here from these coals that you created from the chametz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Yud Aleph, Shari Chometz lo nesar oz ba'no, because when you did it, the Chometz wasn't oz ba'no. V'udin shemuta b'shoa chamishis lo vashel bo usham minei hanos. And if it was in the fifth hour when you could get hano from it over here, so then you'd actually be allowed to bake something with this Chometz that you're using as firewood. However, he says, but the minig is to make a big bonfire over here, or to make a separate fire, even during the fifth hour, when you're allowed to still get hanor from it, because in case somebody would then mistakenly burn it in the sixth hour, when you're not allowed to get hanor from it, there won't be a problem. Everybody remembers, no, we just burn it in a bonfire, and we don't burn it in an oven. And therefore, the minig is to go and burn it in the chotzer, and not to go and burn it in your oven. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, it's also Nosa was burned outside in the chotzer and not in an oven, so therefore it's another analogy over here, another comparison to Nosa, that's why we burn it in the yard and not in an oven. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here now. Avolim sarfu mishar shishas l'mal. If you're burning in the sixth hour from 11:01 and onwards, hol vu asu b'hanah. Since it's asu b'hanah at that point in time, you can't use any benefit from the baking that you'd want to do with this firewood. Harizel lo yasik bo taner v'chirayim v'lo yivasho. You can't use this to heat up your oven, and you can't use this to go and cook or bake something in over here. And if in fact you did, v'im bishel o'ofa, if you in fact baked something over here when it was asu b'hanah, also a pas, that bread, also tafsha, or that dish that you cooked using this asur b'hanah chametz firewood. In that situation, asurim b'hanah, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Now, we're not going to have time to finish this entire discussion, but we'll begin with the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis. We writes, af agav dezev ezeh gorim hu, one could argue the oven is fine. That's heter. The chametz is aser. So this should be a zev zegorin. There are two things over here that made this bread. The oven, which was mutter, and the chametz, which was aser. Shatanu hu shel heter. The taner is perfectly good. V'eitzim, dainu chametz, the firewood over here, which was the chametz, shel iser. So this should be a zev zegorin, which we paskin is mutter. V'kayim unlon be'almo, the zev zegorin is mutter. So how come over here we say you can't do this? Shaini hachi, here it's different. The gorim ha'eitzim shel iser, shel behena pas nefes, Mikar Yosef v'nirin shivchon le'inayim. Because he says over here, it's more readily recognizable over here that the chametz over here that you got an offering, which you weren't allowed to, was the cause of the bread being baked. And therefore, it's a Nikar Yoser, it's more recognizable. He brings it down from the Ritva and also from the Ran. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Oschav. Therefore, nira shivchon le'inayim, ukemo chad gorim. And it looks now like it's one gorim, it's not chad v'chad gorim. Two things that are being gorim. And he adds, even at the time that you baked the bread, the pas was already all used up and turned into charcoal, or even into hot ashes, the nefa yodin, and now you're really baking it with something that is no longer chametz, gam kein osur. You're still not allowed to do this. Shari b'chametz gam gecholim v'yafar and osur, because the chametz is going to over here even make the charcoals and the ashes over here that are hot, osur b'hanoah. And since the bread is being baked from the heat of this osur chametz, minkar shivchon bepaskim ubeitzim, it's recognizable over here that the pas was baked over here with something that was osur. And therefore, afilum gorafa efer vacholm, even if you shoveled it over here and covered it up, the efer, the ashes, the hot ashes, or the coals over here, va'afu bisho neged chum levad, and they're no longer here, but it's still hot, and you're just baking it in the heat of that oven, still, gamkin osrim, you're still not allowed to do this. according to Kama Achronim, Hapas Matav Shel are all going to be Osir over here still in Hana. He says, look in the Bir Halacha for further discussion about this. And if you look in the Bir Halacha on the Omid Aleph over here, in Dibra Maschel, Asurim Banah, he brings down that not everybody agrees with this over here. And the Shach's opinion would be that he holds that this would not be a situation of that's Chad Gromahu. It would still be Chad the Chad Gorim. And ultimately, the Chavetz Chaim says at the very end, Akim B'Shaset Chak, under extenuating circumstances over here, that you have nothing to eat, or it would be a large financial loss if this item that you cooked was made usur. You're allowed to rely upon the more lenient opinion over here, and there's also opinion of the Sack of the Grass. Now, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.